Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us, and He speaks to us spirit to spirit, heart to heart. The Lord loves His creation, and the plan of God is great. When people are reluctant against God, the Lord wants their soul. He wants to, He loves them, and He cares about them deeply. But people give in to things that corrupt them. They give in to deception. But when they see more light and won't enter in, the deception turns into rebellion. When they hear about the goodness of God towards others and the miracles and they get angry, that deception turns into rebellion, which is unbelief. Unbelief is always rejection against God. Enemy, if you don't receive the life of the Word of God, all you have left is the perceptions of this world. When you look at the book of Revelation and what's going on, you're dealing with two systems. The people of God who love God versus the world who hates God. The world is always enmity against God. Now, when you love the world, you begin to hate life. And this is what puzzles people about Revelation. The Lord is looking for sincerity. There are people out there that can be, that will enter in if people promote the light, if they live according to the light. If parents love God and train their children the way that they should go, they'll show them what to watch out for. While they're in the light, they can feed them the Word of God. And that's that they'll develop resistance against the world. But if the parents love the system of the world, and their children learn that system, The world hardens your heart against God. The world system is a system of hatred against God. It's a system of deception to the point of rebellion. Deception is the enemy's first strike. But rebellion is his secret weapon. Deception comes first. And once you're in the system, if you love the way of the world, it turns you into the enemy of God. We saw this from the beginning. Once Adam ate off that tree, he began to hide from God. He sold aprons. He made aprons out of fig leaves, itchy fig leaves, to hide from God. He'd rather itch and hide from God than to be exposed in his sin. Men always try to hide what they did wrong, even if it makes them uncomfortable, even when they know they're wrong. Another reason that the system works against you is because it weakens you. Every false prophet uses fear tactics. They can't train people in the way of love because that's too high for them. They use fear tactics. And they absorb the strength of people. But when people are in faith, they're generous. They don't depend on people. They're not needy because they're fully supplied by the Lord. And they fully supply the people. And when the people fall in love with the Lord, then the people come to a point of contribution. Whether it's financial or assistance, or you have to have the Word in you. If you let people help you in ministry prematurely, and they're not skilled in faith, they might get in pride. They may do things they shouldn't do. But when that's the difference of letting the Lord build a church versus man building the church. People build out of fear. They build out of convenience. They build to make a name. But when you follow God, things fall in order. And the Lord will show you how to do it and when to do what. And all the problems that exist doesn't matter, because you're following the Lord, and He's going to show you how to do everything, how to fortify against the system of the world. Now, before God can do a great work, He always, 100% of the time, He always get rid of the idolatry. He never builds on idolatry. First thing He dealt with was Adam's idolatry. He got rid of the fig leaves, and he killed an animal and made him coats of animal skin. It takes blood to get us on the right track. And we have to build from God's perspective, not man's. There are so many religions, and a lot of the religions are started by the hybrid angels. You know, their descendants were giants. And they bullied the people and ate the people and made them worship them. And every civilization on earth, they had a problem with giants. And then they ended up, you know, that's why they dress wild and wear feathers. And they all act the same way all over the world. Until Jesus came. People act like barbarians. Ancestor worship. The enemy, it's not an accident. The things that happened in antiquity is the world system in full force. And the enemy has done this, he's done the wild things in the world. And it went on for generations. See, a lot of the things that the legends we hear about, it came from something that really happened. Steve Quayle made a book called True Legends, and he did an excellent job with it. I'm still reading it. People don't make up myths unless something scared them desperately. Not on that scale. They're still talking about Thor. Thor was a giant that demanded worship. You know, somebody, my great-grandmother named her son Thurston, which means Stone of Thor. Now, how could a name like that survive if nothing happened in the past? Something bad happened for people to remember something like that. Now, I'm not on the side of giants. And since my name is Thurston, I like to think of myself as the stone like that was in David's bag, one of those smooth stones that popped Goliath right upside his snappy head. I'm the stone that brings them down. But I don't belong to no giant. You know, I like the way my name sounds. It reminds me of my father and grandfather, but I even named my son Thurston. But when I looked it up, I said it means stone of Thor. But I told Satan, I'm going to kill you. Now, I can't kill him physically or spiritually, but I can expose him for the lie that he is. I hate all the ways of darkness. I hate it. Everything he tried to tempt me with, I started, when I listened to Charles Capps years ago, I learned to confess what I want. And one thing I started confessing is that I hate sin. I hate it in every form. And I consider what it does to people. And I said, I hate it. I love the life of God. And you know, when I first said it, I felt no different at first. I still felt tempted at times, but I kept saying it. And I kept saying it, and it became true. It became real. If my faith changed the facts in my heart, my faith changed the facts in my mind, and my faith changed the facts in my body. And as I began to see the Lord more and more, I was able to live without fleshly temptations, mental temptations. The healing process began in my heart, and my mind was able to be renewed, and my body was able to be strengthened with the desires of the Lord and not the desires of the world. And it can happen. Jesus said the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, but he didn't say that the spirit is willing and the flesh will remain weak. And people act like the flesh is crazy. But the flesh can be, if you speak the words with your mouth, you won't have the desire to steal, kill, and destroy. You won't have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Those things will fall off. Those demons will fall off your life, and your flesh will desire the things of God. Now, when I go in God's presence, my flesh can detect his presence sometimes when he reveals it. And my flesh rejoices just with my spirit and my mind. And when the Lord give me a message, I can feel it in my chest. I know it's in my spirit, but I can't wait to do God's will. Even my flesh. Adjustments can be made. Some people's flesh is stronger than some Christian spirit, because they train in the Lord. People read chapter 7 of Romans and stop. Chapter 7 and 8 should have been one chapter, but they shouldn't, and they divided it in the wrong place. They should have been one chapter. See, if you go on and read chapter 8, you learn how to do what I just described. You can go by life in the spirit. And you can speak with your mouth what you want and change the facts within. Faith is a definer. What's wrong in your life? Speak life. Find the scriptures that back it up and speak life in faith. And you can change the facts in your body, you can change the facts in your mind, you can change the facts in your flesh. And you can, there's no limit to how far you can grow. Now, the Lord's doing great works. But the glorious works are done after he get rid of the idolatry. If you want God to use you mightily, get rid of whatever idolatry, reluctance, anything that's not of God, drive it out of your life. Just like the Israelites had to drive out the Canaanites. But drive them all out. They stopped short and they made deals they shouldn't have made with the Gibeonites. And they allowed the Philistines to stay. They should have driven them out. Now they want to drive Israel out of Jerusalem. And Israel's trying to make deals with, they don't have to make a deal with nobody. Our president made the deal of the century. But Israel don't need us to make a deal with them. If they look to the Lord, that's all, they don't have to move. They would be there when this nation is gone. And all the nations are going to try to drive them off that land. All of them. When the one world government forms, and it's trying to, they're going to try to drive them off that land, but they're going to lose. They're going to lose because Jesus is going to set up a kingdom right there on that hill, on that mountain. It's time now to wake up. The word of God will be done. I hope the Palestinians don't try to make a deal with them. Because they aren't supposed to make a deal with them. They're supposed to drive them out. That's just the way it is. They're not supposed to be their enemy. God gave that land to Israel, and he meant it. And he's going to, anybody that want to take them, let them try. They're going to lose and get hurt. And Israel, they're blinded because Isaiah blinded them, because they got into idolatry. And they wouldn't let it go, so God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And it's going to last. And eventually they'll make a deal with somebody. And then the false prophets and the beast is going to break that deal. So now it's time to live for the Lord. There's nothing you can't do in Him. And if you want to be effective, you got to get rid of the reluctance of this world, the idolatry, the deception, the lies. And you have to go forward in the things of God. You got to speak life. You got to take what is yours. You got to do the living things. And stop looking to man. A lot of people, their attention's on man too much. Their attention's on the church that they're pastoring. If you want to minister effectively, minister to the people. Don't depend on them for anything. Those that contribute, thank God for it and use it wisely and go forward. But God has a plan. If everybody fold their arms and won't help, God has a plan. And you have to receive from the Lord what to do. See, your attention, your focus, if you worry about what's not and what's wrong, it's robbing your strength. Whatever's not right, it's not going to remain that way. In Christ, you're going to follow Him and you're going to do fine. God has a plan. You may have to do, you know, Paul made tents. You may have to get a job to get the will of God completed. But people won't help and they won't contribute. God got a plan. You have to follow His plan. I don't know what to do in your case. If somebody said, what do I do? Apostle, what do I do with this problem? I have to wait and see what the Lord say. When I have my problems, that's what I do. And He always give me a plan. He never shy about it. He always give me what to do. I just try not to mess it up. And you got to do the same thing. In ministry, you got to do what you got to do. But first, you got to get rid of idolatry. Gideon had to turn his dad's idols over. And then he went out and God gave him instruction. And as God gave him instructions, he did the instructions and warned. That's what we do. That's our heritage. We are alive. The life of God will always prevail. We're not wilderness vagabonds. You know, they stayed in the wilderness not because God wanted them to be there. It's because they were worldly reluctant. They never trusted God. They never caught on. And if you don't trust God, you're not going to walk in peace. You're going to forfeit your peace if you don't trust Him. And you have faith in the line of your trusting. What is God revealing? You have to mix faith in what God is revealing. And then you can have greater works and greater success and do the living things. But if you're going to grudgingly serve God in reluctance, the enemy is going to have a field day playing with your mind, will, and emotions. We can master our emotions. We get rid of our idolatry. Everything that's reluctant against God, we can destroy. And everything that's like God, we can build it up. Always speak life. Life can be your tradition. No matter time with the Lord is not, God will mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.